Inherently Happy, Episode 344, Art Happy. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends. Art can let you go places you wouldn't normally go. You can try things on, test them out, swing them to and fro. You can feel triumphant and brave, or philosophical and deep. Any human experience you crave can be found in the art treasures we keep. If you want to try on a feeling or an outlook, watch a movie, read a book where lines are clearly drawn. Or you could, with heart wide open and arms outspread, try and make something yourself instead. And since I like making things, and how, here's something called Miserable Company. Now, every time you say you're lucky, lets me know I'm not. Everything you say you have shows what I haven't got. But when you say you have it rough, with that I can relate. And then I feel some empathy instead of bitter hate. Every time you say you're lucky, lets me know I'm not. Everything you say you have shows what I haven't got. But when you say you have it rough, with that I can relate. And then I feel some empathy instead of bitter hate. Am I truly bitter, like the rhyme tells? Or is it just for show? A glimpse into infinite hells? Or just an exercise? Who's to know? You don't have to share your art if you don't wish. Create something that expresses your feelings and views. Some hot take that you'd better not dish can still become a cathartic gift from the muse. I have hundreds of pages of such things no one will ever see. They weren't created for consumption. They're something just for me. The things I do share are no less true, but with much of the meanness taken out. I don't want to encourage that sort of thing or spread dread and doubt. So I don't advocate for meanness, even if I sometimes feel it. I want to be nice, like my mom was known for, if not so much my dad. I want to have emotional control, to take my inner pain and heal it. Who else would make such regular sermons unless they were a weensy bit mad? But by encouraging and engaging with art and finding that common humanity, that evening star, we can connect with the communal human heart and know that because we feel, therefore we are. Ha ha. Yowza.